Kicking butt kicking, that's my claim to fame.
Oh, God! I may have to move to the emergency convenience.
Go ahead, you're on the air.
I wonder if I could get some advice, maybe from the old Hob of the Gee handbook.
On what?
Oh, you see, I got this girlfriend, and she kind of spends some time over my house on a regular basis.
Yeah, well, what's the problem?
Well, we go to visit either, you know, like her parents' house out of town or my parents' house out of town. We got to sleep in separate bedrooms, and it kind of puts a damper on things.
Do your parents know that you're living together?
Well, we don't live together, but we spend, you know, she comes over and spends...
Right.
And I spend a few evenings there, that type of deal.
I got you covered. Oh, well, I could... Let me thumb through the Hob of the Gaga handbook here. Ah, here it is. Exactly what I'm looking for. Chapter 71. Your parents' home. Oftentimes that can be brutal. One must occasionally journey home to her place where she grew up, or your place where you grew up, and you probably haven't told Mom and Dad that you're enjoying vigorous howl. And I think you should spare them. Chapter 71 reminds you that... I mean, you can't picture your parents in a vigorous session, can you? Can you picture Dad and Mom hobbling and gobbling? No, you can't. That's your mama. That's your dad. Well, the same thing for you. You see, that you'll always be their little baby no matter how old you become. And you must deal with that because they've been good to you. You don't want to hurt their feelings. Oh, sure, when you get married, they tolerate it, but to think that you're out enjoying frivolous sessions of Congress might be a little much for them to take. So out of respect for Mom and Dad, you sneak. How you say my parents are light sleepers? One creak of a mattress spring, one untoward groan, and they're up and looking. No. You kind of liquor them up a little bit. I know what you're saying, but Mom doesn't drink. Yes, she drinks something. You see, it's an occasion when you're home. So even the most dyed-in-the-wool non-drinker will drink something like blackberry brandy, a slow gin fizz, a wine cooler, certainly something along that line. So you bring that blackberry brandy home, you say, hey, I'm here. Yay, let's have a toast. Come on, Ma, you like it. It doesn't taste like booze. Sure, she likes it. Sure enough, she knocks down three of those. Your dad has about three of them. A big meal. Everybody will turn in early, and your mom and daddy will sleep. Especially if they're not used to drinking. They'll just sleep right through the night. And then you just get up from wherever they put you. You wander and meet that thing. Of course, you can't lie there all night because in the morning, you know. But still, at least you can relax. At least you can relieve your tensions without fear of Mom and Pop walking in. Especially like if you got a small place, you know, and it's just their bedroom and you're sleeping on the Castro convertible in the living room. Lord knows you don't want them walking in there scratching their belly to offer you, you know, a glass of warm milk. Oh, there you are. In flagrant delecti. And there is one little P.S., a little epilogue on this chapter. Remember the aftermath. Bring a towel. That's how I nearly got caught one time. I had the booze. I got Mom and Dad liquored up. They slept through the night. The next morning, my mother, she's making the bed. She goes, my God, Nino, what happened to these sheets? I thought, oh, God, no. We had some sandwiches during the night. She said, well, next time be more careful. Look at this. You've got mayo everywhere.
Don't let the greatest summer...
Fighting that lawman south of the border.